Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Eagles and Packers now in 3 days. It's really, look, it gets exciting. It gets a little nerve-wracking sometimes. I'm not nervous yet, and maybe I won't be because I am pretty darn confident. But I hope I'm not overconfident. I think some are. Maybe I'm one of them. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are expressing a lot of positivity, and with good reason. But sometimes I think we get a little ahead of ourselves. All right, with that said, let's welcome in a man who picked the Phillies to win in the playoffs and then was apoplectic when they did not. And let's hope that doesn't happen again, Mr. Ben Davis. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And Super Bowl to the Eagles.
I hear you.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And the rest of the day to you, sir.
Thank you.
Look at you.
You
go. Finally learned.
Man.
Dude.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I don't know if you can clap for yourself.
I'm nothing
there, but
an adapter. I'm an adapter. Right. Yeah. So, Ben, you excited, man?
I am. I'm very excited. I just think it's their time.
You do?
I do.
Big picture? Not just week one of the postseason? Like, are you saying it's
Big picture.
Pareto?
Yeah.
Pareto.
Why not?
Let's go.
Like, seriously, why not?
Well, Mahomes is a why not. Josh Allen's a why not. Detroit home field advantage is a why not. I mean, there are some reasons. I mean, you know, if you're going to ask that question, I'll give you an answer. But, you know.
Well, with Mahomes, it's always a why not. that's a whole different animal. That guy's he's different. But I just think they have a lot of things going for them.
They right really now, do.
Especially 26 and the defense.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the heart of it. It's the running game with him and
which
the defense.
Is historically what wins in the playoffs. Like, historically, right?
Wins
run the
lot.
Ball and play great defense. That is a great formula for winning historically in the NFL.
Wins an awful lot, no question. All right, so Ben with us for the next 3 hours. Jason Kelce at 7:30 today. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Mike right now in Spring Garden. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Hammer. How you doing, brother?
Good, pal.
I'm a LaSalle guy, I got to say it from the beginning.
Well, listen, you properly outed yourself, and I now know what I'm dealing with, and I'll...
All right, thank you.
So,
no,
I'll talk very slow for you.
Oh, no!
It's slowly.
Oh, damn!
You'll talk slowly.
Slowly for you.
Tavern, slow for Ben Davis, not for me, man. Ben Davis. Malvern guy.
There you go.
You know that.
Sure. What you go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. I was going to go back at you more, but give me your Eagles point. You're a good man. I can tell you're the rare LaSalle good man. I can tell.
I appreciate that. I hated the afternoon show yesterday.
Okay.
A lot of bad takes. Jalen Hurts can't win a playoff game. That's a bad take.
Well, obviously he can, but Mike, here's something I think most Eagles fans probably don't know. He does have a losing record in the postseason.
2-3, I know.
Yeah.
But still, like, you know, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, come on, man. It's not apples, bro. It's not apples. There's no way.
Well, I didn't hear much. I heard a little bit. From what I heard, it sounded like basically Spike's point was huge bump for Jalen Hurts to find out what he's really got.
Yeah, he basically was like, he has to prove he's not a guy. Just a guy is what Spike's take was yesterday.
Yeah. Do you disagree with that, Mike?
I get it. I just think it's a bad bit. Like, yeah, this guy, let him show him something, man.
Look, here's the thing. I think the town is more split on Hurts than any athlete I can remember in a while. And it does get a little confusing because there's so much greatness around him. It makes it a little bit harder to identify than a normal situation how good the person really is. I'll give you an example. Maxey. We all love Maxey. But when they don't have, and I'm not counting last night, because they beat a team that was 6-28, okay, going into the game. When they didn't have Embiid and Paul George, they weren't winning at all. And then you say, well, how good really is Maxey? Like, is he actually a top 20 player?
Well, you saw how the Eagles' offense didn't look great when he went out in the Washington game. I think they were going to crush Washington.
But then when the other quarterbacks got a chance to, you know, be ready to play,
Dallas.
Oh, does that matter? I thought you said that didn't matter.
Well, I'm just
saying. You said that wasn't important that he gets a week of practice with the starters.
I thought some people over discussed that aspect.
Welcome aboard, big
but
dog.
But I think there's something to it. I'm like a triangle for you. The three of us, we're gonna fight after the show.
I can't wait.
But not you and me, Rhea. I don't do that.
I'll fight.
Me and Rhea versus you.
I'll throw it down.
Yeah, I know you would.
Look at Ben.
Problem is, you know, HR department, you know,
probably
issues.
Not high on that.
Cancel culture.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
All right. LaSalle guy, give me an answer, man. What's a scene that was cheesy in a movie or a show?
I hate to say it, but it's got to be Gladiator.
Okay, which scene? There's some cheese. Which scene?
Maximus.
He's a character.
All right. Yeah, we got
did a quote right there?
No, we got the full LaSalle package.
Joe, I was about to say, I'm with you on that one. It was a good thing you went slow.
Why is it called LaSalle College High School? That's what I want to know.
Dude, that's
I mean, seriously.
John, do you know that? LaSalle High School, the name is LaSalle College High School.
That makes very little sense to me.
Thank you.
Is it like right next to LaSalle College?
No.
LaSalle University?
No,
it's not. They're not even college.
Is it about preparing for college? Like, I don't know.
It's really weird, actually. It's a really good point. This is a weird name.
I mean, at least
name.
What the prep, you know what the prep's about? Preparing for college. It's
sure.
And preparing for life.
It's a preparatory school.
Preparatory school. That's right. St. Joseph's Preparatory School. So
prepare?
Well, you know what I'm saying. I'm saying it wrong.
Velveeta.
Velveeta good. All right. So what's good is that Jalen apparently no issues yesterday. Certainly not that we know of. Let's listen to Lane Johnson after practice yesterday. After practice. So he had seen and participated with Jalen playing in practice here. And by the way, Eagles moved practice to the Link. Here's Jalen Hurts here's Lane Johnson yesterday after practice.
He looked really sharp. You know, it was really, I guess, first time back full speed, and we had a crisp practice. You know, he's been dialed in. You know, he's been limited what he can do physically, obviously, but, you know, mentally he's sharp and on top of stuff.
Can you tell that when he gets back on the field that he's been dialed in the whole time?
Yeah. You can see it in his face. I mean, you kind of see it in everybody's face. Stout was very enthusiastic that he turned up. But, yeah, man, he's excited about our situation. You know, we're playing Green Bay, who's a great team. And it was a tough go. Our first game was a very close game. So, but he was dialed in today. He looked really good.
All right, good to hear. And not a surprise. But that's obviously what we wanted to hear, and that's good. Now let's compare and contrast that with the unknown of Jordan Love. John, interesting report yesterday from a Packers reporter. A guy named Tom Silverstein works for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he tweeted the following related to Jordan Love yesterday. He said, Packers quarterback Jordan Love, with the elbow issue, is taking part in warm-ups, but team is making sure media does not see whether he can throw by closing practice after team stretch. Usually get to see individual drills.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very intriguing.
Very intriguing. Now, look.
It could go either way, obviously, but that is intriguing.
It is. And look, more than anything, it may simply be they just want to make it harder for Vic Fangio and the Eagles defenders to prepare.
I think it's probably the most likely outcome, actually. I mean, with Love saying after the game he's going to play and all that, like, I think it's most likely, but it could be either.
They need to pull out all the stops because they are deficient comparatively.
Yeah.
You know, roster-wise.
John, you were never a defender preparing for two quarterbacks, but would you imagine that would complicate it for the Eagles defenders? Time-wise, like, can you quantify
really
the extra level of challenge?
No, you prepare for the offense that they've shown, and you assume if there's a different quarterback, a backup, or whomever, that it's going to be maybe lean a little more into the run game. They've got a good run game. They will be running the ball and play actioning. That's what we'll be preparing for. I think what's critical with Jordan Love is his grip. If this nerve thing, if what we're talking about
can't
here
be effective,
is that nerve, when you get that ulnar nerve banged, you know how that feels. If that affects, and it does affect your grip strength,
guys.
Doesn't come completely back in the cold,
no question,
that will be an advantage, Eagles,
because you cannot feel your fingers.
Sure.
I know from experience,
loving it.
Yeah.
Having Tommy John done when I did it, you could not. Every time I washed my hair, I couldn't feel my left
guys,
two fingers.
We saw a playoff game 2 years ago where Brock Purdy couldn't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
Exactly,
couldn't do it.
And it was he had Tommy John. It was the same. Yeah, I mean, correct. Not the
the body can be disabled. I remember watching an Oscar De La Hoya fight one time. This is a different injury, but he got hit. I think what they call it, the kidney shot or whatever. He got hit in a spot, disabled him. Like, and then the Colt McCoy game.
Well,
remember Colt McCoy
in
the national
like
championship? No, but my point is the body can get disabled.
Yes.
You know, it can literally just like it doesn't matter how much you try to will yourself. If you can't do certain things, you can't be effective. So we'll see.
Holding a football, pretty important part of being quarterback.
Exactly. Eagles, Packers, what a game. What a weekend it'll be. Six, obviously, NFL playoff games when you include Monday. Of course, the next couple days, the semifinals in college football as well, including Penn State and Notre Dame tonight, right here on WIP. I see. Ben Davis walks in here with his Notre Dame shirt on today. Ben?
Yes.
Double entendre, apparently. Notre Dame High School and Notre Dame College?
Academy,
just like LaSalle, right?
You got the Academy
both in
of
one.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, but right both LaSalles are here.
I was just joking.
All right,
yes.
So Ben, is this your way of saying that you were rooting against the Nittany Lions tonight?
It's my way of saying that I hope the Academy of Notre Dame beats Episcopal today in basketball.
There you go.
You're such a wuss. But you are rooting for Notre Dame tonight in the
100%.
Game, right?
100%.
He's Irish Catholic. It's kind of like the law.
Thank you, Rhea.
Now, John, you turned your back on
Penn
State.
I'm rooting for Penn State, though, Ben.
Okay.
Now, John, you turned your back on Penn State a number of years ago. It kind of caused the Pennsylvania controversy because you were the PA.
I turned my back on Penn State and Notre Dame.
Well, yeah, but you were here.
I mean,
you were the PA player of the year.
They were both recruiting me, and Lou Holtz wanted me to. Lou Holtz was over in Barcelona communicating back because it was for the Olympics in 92.
Wow.
Communicating back. I took a trip to Notre Dame. I took a lot of trips to Penn State in the off season.
Did they all want you? Like everybody wanted you?
Yes.
That's really cool, man.
I was the number one fullback, and this was when fullback was an actual position was prioritized.
I want to say something. It's not really me. It's Keith Jackson.
It's first and goal, Michigan at the Ohio State 1. Wheatley is back in. Give it to the fullback, Richie. Touchdown, Michigan.
The fullback, Richie.
Wow.
So cool. Every time
voice he has.
Well done, buddy. Well done. All right, so look, Penn State and Notre Dame tonight, obviously, if you want to comment on the show, because it's fun. I mean, come on, Penn State and Notre Dame.
This is so cool.
It's fun.
It's very cool.
Man, it is.
Amazing history. And I actually, as a member of the Michigan football team, got to play in Penn State's 1,000th game in their history.
Wow.
It was Penn State's 1,000th game. It was in Beaver Stadium, 1992. And Michigan ended up winning. But then the following year, that 1994 team, that Penn State, Collins at quarterback.
All-timer.
Kejana Carter and you know, Kyle Brady from Camp Hill was their tight end.
Bobby Engram.
Yes. They whooped us.
Yeah, well, they were whooping everybody that year.
They did. They deserved that national championship.
All right, let's hope the Eagles whoop the Packers on Sunday. Of course, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. We're trying to assess whether people, including ourselves, are overconfident. What do you make of that? Also, two different things from pro football yesterday that don't precisely tie into the Eagles, but we'll get to it because they're for different reasons, they're both kind of wild. All right, let's get to Bill in Northeast Philadelphia. Jason Kelsey in about 5 minutes with us. Good morning, Bill. Billy boy.
Oh, yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Bill?
Yo, listen, I called yesterday and you said I was overconfident. You enjoyed it, and I enjoyed listening to you guys. But I don't understand how we talk about how Jalen can be rusty, but we never talk about how when Pickett came in for Jalen, we never talked about how he could be rusty as a backup.
So, well, we've talked about there was different levels of opinions about that, but we did discuss that as a topic.
Yeah, but it's called the Jalen hate. Everyone hates, but for some reason they throw a different style of hate towards Jalen when it comes to whether he's rusty or he's not a good quarterback or.
Look, people are very split. I mean, you know, I can tell you I'm more concerned with Jalen just that he might not be great enough than he'll be rusty. But we'll see. A lot of people would probably say their bigger concern is that the rust factor. I don't know.
I think you've got a few concerns, like few major concerns, and you've got a few different, a few different groups of people with similar mindsets. I believe the weakest link for this Eagles group, for our Eagles team, is our coach, our head coach.
I thought you were going to say the
kicker.
You
believe our weakest link is our quarterback.
Of the important stuff,
many people are very worried about the kicker situation.
Yeah.
I think many people are worried about the increased intensity of the postseason and the unknown.
I agree the way you said that. And, Bill, let me just address this because some people sometimes can misconstrue. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is weak. That would be totally absurd to say. But one of the weaker links, if not the weakest, of the things that matter most, because I would say he's somewhere between the 7th to 10th best player on offense. Now, a lot of people don't like when I say that, but I believe that. I mean, I think he's definitively, and I'll tell you what, I do feel bad for A.J. Brown. I don't know if you guys saw the end of the season stats. Like, A.J. Brown wasn't first team all pro, and some, I forget who.
He missed four games.
No, he did. He missed like 3.5 or something, but he's still down in like the 60s. I mean, there's guys like Ja'Marr Chase. They get like 130 catches or something.
Yeah,
like,
what's Ja'Marr Chase doing?
No, I get that, but the point is A.J. Brown clearly with a better quarterback and a different style of offense, which is two different things, but I think they're interconnected, could easily have an extra 30 or 40
after
catches.
After that Washington game, you still think Jalen Hurts is down around 7?
On the offense, yeah. Well, don't you? Let's go. Here we go. You ready?
Real quick, I don't think the all-pro teams have been announced. The NFL players one was,
maybe,
but I don't think the AP full, like, okay, all-pro teams that count, like, are the ones we refer to, that hasn't been announced yet.
Here we go. Saquon better than Jalen?
Yeah.
Is Lane better than Jalen?
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's two. Is Mulata better than Jalen?
Yeah, you're going to go to the list.
Offensive tackles to a quarterback?
But what I'm saying is this offense runs better with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I agree with that.
Saquon didn't look near as the player he was.
No, I'm not saying play Kenny Pickett. I've never said that.
Like, I mean, I know. It's, I had the same issues with Jalen Hurts.
You know why Sam Darnold can be so easily put in pigeonholed and beaten in this postseason? Because the Detroit Lions played two-man.
Okay.
They played two-man.
Yep.
So you got two safeties to back everything up, and then you're playing man, tight man on top of it, and Sam Darnold could not figure out where to go with the football.
Okay.
And
then he might not be good enough.
He can't run.
Well, I'm aware of that.
He can't run. Yeah. No one in their right mind, no one on this planet is going to play two-man against us. Against our team. Because Jalen Hurts will shred them for 500 yards on the ground. This fact that Jalen can go for 200 on the ground.
Well,
if
he's not
going to
go for 200.
I'm just saying, that threat is why defenses are in so much trouble against us.
I know it
helps. The numbers matter this time of year.
Tell me if this is true.
That flips it.
Tell me if this is true. Matter of fact, Bill, I'm going to go to you. Bill the caller. Tell me if this is true. Jalen Hurts is well above average in the running game, and all that he does for the run game, his own legs and the impact on running backs, he's below average as a passer. Yes or no?
He's
no.
Not
Bill,
below
yes or no?
Average as
no.
a passer.
Wrong.
You're wrong. But okay. All right. The battle lines have been drawn.
His deep threat ability, you have him below average.
Yeah, I do. As a passer.
Wow.
And he's not a below average quarterback.
Jeez.
I didn't say he's a below average quarterback. I've said he's an average quarterback. Bill, give me an answer. What's a cheesy scene?
So, cheesy scene is from Armageddon. When Bruce Willis is on the spaceship and he pushes Ben Affleck down to save him.
Listen, that movie has a lot of it.
That movie is full of cheese.
Yeah. Oh, God, a thousand of them.
That's pretty good. The end of Armageddon, pretty good answer. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. We're talking about it earlier, but it's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Tonight's big game. Who wins tonight? Penn State or Notre Dame? Also, second poll question, who do you want to see win tonight? Is it Penn State or Notre Dame? Rooting interest. Ben, what's the rooting interest going to be here, Penn State, Notre Dame? Give me the split. Now, John will make his prediction in the 9 o'clock hour. What's your prediction of what the split will be on the rooting interest? Is it 75-25?
I think it depends on what county you're in.
Yeah, it does.
I think if you're Delaware County, you're Notre Dame all
There's
all,
a lot
all
of Irish
long.
Catholics around here.
I know.
Yeah, there
I mean,
are.
And that's ingrained in you.
Delco is big Notre Dame.
I'm going to say 65-35 Notre Dame.
Okay. James, let me ask you this question. I don't think it's not 65-35 Notre Dame. Can't be. James, tell me which there's more graduates of in our region.
Oh, it's Penn State.
Hold on, no. Penn State or Penn State or Temple.
So it's Temple, but it is close. I don't think people realize how many local campuses there are for Penn State.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
A lot of people who aren't around here, I'm saying. So there are a lot of Penn State. I mean, my wife went to Penn State. I think it's Temple, but I do think it's closer than people would think.
I would think so. I don't know. I mean, Penn State is a much bigger school. They may have more grads here.
It's possible.
I don't know. All right, let's find out who Mr. J. We know he's rooting for the Eagles versus the Packers. Penn State or Notre Dame, Mr. Jason Kelsey, of course, brought to us by Garage Beer. The garage, it's always open, and it's always there for you to drink. For look, all these games I've had, you kidding me? The garage beer, beer like it should be, beer like it used to be, beer like it still is with Garage Beer. Find it at your local retailer, drinkgaragebeer.com, official beer of the Kelsey brothers and dads everywhere. Good morning, Jason.
Morning. How we doing?
How are you, pal?
Good.
Dude, I dig the winter hat look indoors. Well, you come in from
the
cold.
With the t-shirt, no less.
Yeah,
all right?
It works. Offensive lineman, too. It's a good,
good vibe.
It's a great vibe.
I appreciate that.
It's a playoff vibe.
Why do you think you can offer up, like, fashion
it's a great
advice
point.
Or yeah.
No.
Or even opinion.
There's, everybody has an opinion.
But here's the compliment.
Yeah, you know what the following sentence of that is, right?
The compliment I'm trying to give Jason is he pulls it off, I can't. He's got the beard, it works for the winter. I can, I don't.
He's Jason Kelsey,
he's got the guns.
I think you can say that with everything that Jason wears compared to you.
Those eyeglasses like you can't.
Dude, they're horrible. I'm just giving my eyes a rest
they're
for a couple
thick,
days.
They're pretty thick, right, Jay?
Dude, they're dirty.
When he looks at a map, he can see people waving.
That's a dad joke. Love it.
That is awesome.
Everyone's taking their shots now. All right, Jason, you fired up for the postseason, man?
Of course. Yeah.
Do you miss playing? Is this the first time you miss it the most? Or that's the wrong way to frame
it. First time you miss it the most.
Wrong way to say it.
Is this the most you miss it?
Definitely more.
You miss
it. To be honest with you.
I gotcha.
The moment you're not out there with the guys is probably hits the hardest.
Yep.
But yeah, of course, the playoffs are huge. You know, obviously, I'm one season removed from this magical season that the Eagles have put together.
Yeah.
So, in some ways, jealous, of course, but really, really happy for a lot of these guys that I was teammates with for a long time. And I just, you know, we had Charles Barkley on the show the other week, and you know, he's like, they're my favorite. I think everybody's really high on the Eagles right now, and rightfully so. They've had a incredible season of improvement and growth. And
yep.
It feels like they're peaking all at the right time.
So here's what stunned me early this week. Absolutely floored me.
Yeah.
Eagles fifth to win the Super Bowl, not second or third or even fourth, fifth behind Baltimore. What, like, Jason, that makes zero sense to me. Baltimore's got Buffalo and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have like no home field advantage after the first game.
Yeah.
Lamar, I mean, I'm not trying to rip him. I like Lamar, but he often loses in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I just think the Eagles are better. And by the way, I think they proved it a month ago when they won in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, man. I am confused by the nation's, because I first off, congratulations, your show. I was there
trying. Yeah.
How do you feel about it? I thought you did a very nice job, but give me your thoughts.
I think we tried something really ambitious and probably did a little bit too much for show one in hindsight. And part of that's just
tried to do too much.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Story.
You really
as old
feel
as time.
That way?
I think that for how skilled I am at that right now, yeah. I think that I could have done better from execution and run a show. But I think all in all, I'm very happy with it. I'm very happy with the creativeness of it and the lengths that we went to pull it off and the people that are involved.
That's cool.
And I think that all in all, we had some tremendous stories from panelists that were involved, did some creative things, and I'm excited to keep making more of them. Yeah.
I'm really excited that you are that they are allowing the weirdness to come through. I don't think that I realized initially just how weird you must be deep down. And then we saw, of course, like little glimpses as fans, you know, like the Mummer thing.
Yeah.
Incredibly weird. Like right out the back then at the time it was celebrational, but man, you know, there were glimmers of weirdness and you are embracing that fully. It's coming through on your show. I think we all love that part, the stuff that makes you so different. And it's it's a positive thing.
Yeah.
I hope they keep grasping onto it as well as they have.
I think the key is going to be making it embracing that weirdness, but also embracing the authenticity. And I think that for me, we're trying, you're trying to create something. I've never been in a position where you're doing these skits and things like that live in front of an audience, which is a whole thing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I was in band class. I enjoy all sorts of different things. I'm very eccentric, I guess, in my likes and whatever. But for me, I think all that stuff is awesome. And I loved Conan as a kid, and I like that kind of humor as well. But I think it also needs to correlate with me, and I need to let my personality show in that stuff. And I think that that's where I'm still figuring that out.
Good. Well, I'll tell you this, Jason. One thing that bothered me about the reaction is how critical people were to a first show. I mean, I said yesterday on our show, you know, I think we stunk for 6 months. I mean that.
Stunk.
Okay, our program, 2016 and 2017, we were kind of like the 2016 Eagles and then the 2017 Eagles. We found our wet, you know what I'm saying?
We might have been worse than the 2016 Eagles.
No, we were like the 2020 Eagles
they
in the beginning.
That's a much more appropriate analogy.
And I was unaware that we were bad.
Well, we had to shield that from you.
Why was I not included? Yeah, Joe and I knew
you were bad. Seriously. Well, do you want the honest answer?
Yeah.
Because you were 95% of why we were bad.
Someone needs to tell me this.
I'm joking.
I'm where Richie was.
I'm joking. But no, Jason, all jokes aside, you know, it bugged me that, I get it, man. Like, you're in the public eye, and people are, and a lot of people are rooting for you. There's some people nationally not, because they're oh, he's overexposed and all this. Yeah. But here's, let me tell you this, man. Like, I applaud your ambition to try different things, and I rebuke those that act like it's crazy to try. I mean, David Letterman had stupid animal tricks or whatever that thing was for years.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, Carson did weird. Like,
I mean, Conan had Triumph and all that stuff.
I mean, so very successful have done very different, and obviously what it's about is finding the right ones that work.
And I think... You know, a lot of those
hard
guys
to got, do after one show
for sure, and a lot of those guys got criticized their first show. I mean, I know Conan very well knowingly was kind of crushed by the critics early on, and I think it's fair. Listen, I've been I can't say like, oh, you know, it's my first show when I'm on a major network television that's been given an opportunity. A lot of that's because you know. The success of the podcast and a lot of other things that I've done really well. So the expectation's high, and that's the standard. And I'm just going to keep working to try and meet those expectations. But
you always have. Yeah, I think you'll be fine. I hope ESPN gives you a good run, because if they do, I have no doubt you'll land the plane in a good way. I really do.
Thank you.
215-592-9494. All right, your opportunity to interact with Jason here over the next hour. Also, your chance tomorrow at 8 o'clock to win tickets to the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. What an unbelievable chance to go to this game if you don't have tickets, to go to the game. Now, here's the key. You got to listen today at 8 o'clock, today at 8, coming up in 22 minutes, to hear a name. And with that name, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, you can win the tickets to the Eagles and Packers.
Of course, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So be tuned in 22 minutes for yet another name. We've given a couple this week, and your chance to win the tickets. 215-592-9494. All right, I got to get to a wild report yesterday. Pro football, college football. All right, so I don't know how many people saw this, because it wasn't a major headline on all the news sites, but a couple. Tom Pelissero reported that Bill Belichick was contacted by Tom Brady about becoming the Oakland Raiders coach. What are they, Las Vegas Raiders?
Las Vegas, yes.
All right. Now, before Los Angeles, before you say, like, well, this is nonsense, just know this. Ladies and gentlemen, just know this, two facts. One, Belichick has a clause in his contract with UNC, $10 million buyout if he leaves UNC.
Which is a pittance. Yeah. Which is nothing. Team
if he leaves second, before June 1st. So if you weren't of the mindset to maybe leave before June 1st, you wouldn't have the clause in your contract. So, Ben, NFL owner can do $10 million, right?
Yeah, that's a drop in the bucket.
Roll out of bed, $10 million falls
out. Drop in the bucket.
So that's number one. Number two. Billy Belichick, for those that are too young to know this, or old enough to know but perhaps
has
forgotten.
Has done this before?
Two times.
Oh, I am very aware as a Browns fan.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know.
Well, I don't know if you know what I'm about to say.
You're
I think
about
you
to say
do.
That you're going to say the Jets.
The Jets was what I was thinking of, yeah.
Two times. Ben, do you know Bill Belichick twice was the head coach of the New York Jets without coaching them in a game?
I had no idea.
One time for one day. He was the coach of the Jets official.
Jets coach
got
twice.
Announced. Yeah,
announced twice, and never coached them.
Wow, was that the napkin thing?
Well, so it was the Parcells thing. There was some work around trying to get Parcells in. One time tried to get him from New England. One time Belichick backed out. It was a whole mess.
Yeah.
But my point is, like, would it shock you if he gets offered an NFL job this week? If he leaves you, and by the way, here's the key today. The report came out yesterday. If Belichick does not come out today and say, everyone, hear me loud and clear, read my lips, to use the George Bush thing from 35 years ago, read my lips, I will stay the UNC coach. If he don't say that today, then he might be leaving.
I'll just say,
Anything can happen. I saw
him yesterday at NFL Films, and he said he was going recruiting, but...
Well, yeah.
I don't know if
can you imagine?
It is, yeah.
Bill Belichick on the recruiting trail for high school kids.
I cannot
imagine. Or trying
maybe
to
that's even a tell. There's no way that guy's going recruiting.
There's no chance.
So he's lying.
Mythical. It's so mythical.
Bill in the living room with the parents and the family.
Guys, but I had Bill Walsh in mind.
That's
Bill
wild,
Walsh
man.
Showed up. He was at Cumberland Valley
High
School.
That's so cool. That's
Georgie so Ritchie's whipping him up. spaghetti
amazing.
And meatballs.
It's amazing.
And you still have the letter from him, right?
Yeah, and it's pages and pages. The legal letter.
That's
pages.
Great, man. Anyway,
so pencil.
Keep your eye on the Belichick story. We'll see where it goes. But again, if he doesn't deny it today, then you know maybe there's something there. So we'll see. And of course, Brady. How wild would it be if Tom Brady's his boss?
That would be nuts.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick,
that'd be
boss.
Nuts.
I mean, that could happen.
They've worked well as a team before.
That's true. A lot of success there.
They did for two decades until they did. All right, Jason, before we get to the calls, Eagles, Packers, thoughts. Yeah. I mean, it's not even early thoughts anymore. We're halfway through the week. Game's in 3 days. Eagles, Packers, what are you thinking?
You know, two great teams. I mean, you're going to play great teams at this point in the season. I like the Eagles. I think it'll be a close game, but I think the Eagles will win. Being at home, I just think that they have better players across the board.
Yep.
I think there's a wild card out there with LaFleur, and some of me still thinks to that like Dallas game last year and that game plan that he put together and how they just blew the doors off of them, and maybe that's kind of clouding my judgment a little bit, but I just think the Eagles are the best team. I think they're peaking at the right moment, and they're so much better than they were earlier in the year, and both teams are, but especially the Eagles, and they beat them earlier in a neutral site. So at home, how much they've improved, I think the Birds, yeah.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Jason with us for about the next 45 minutes, 215-592-9494.
Before we get out to the calls, have you talked to Doug Peterson at all? Have you communicated with Doug in any way?
We were texting, but not since the firing. No,
yeah.
I haven't texted him, reached out yet.
Yeah, it's a rough spot.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's part of the business, right? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, unfortunately, things don't go right sometimes, and, you know, you work, and for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. So I think that for him, he's probably doing all right. I mean, it's not good to be fired, and, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, you're upset with. A lot of people are out of jobs, and... But, you know, he's had a tremendous career as a player and as a coach already. And, if he wants to continue doing it, I'm sure he'll have other opportunities.
So. You know, Nick, the only head coach you played for that hasn't been fired.
You said Nick.
No, Nick is the only coach.
Oh, I thought you said you know Nick. You were calling Jason Nick.
Nick is the only.
Didn't you?
Yeah, originally. I did, too.
Only coach you played for that hasn't been fired.
Uh-huh.
It's very true.
Yeah. Wild. Yeah. And that includes Andy, who...
Went on to a pretty good game.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. All right, let's get to Kenny right now. Kenny, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Proud LaSalle College High School graduate.
There you
1983.
Go. Oh, boy.
Why is the college before the high school? Why is it like that? LaSalle College High School.
All right, so LaSalle used to be next door to LaSalle College because it was LaSalle College before it became a university. And it was the prep school, and they're both down on Ogontz Avenue. And then they moved up to where they are now in Winmore, but they kept the name because it was the prep school for LaSalle College at the time.
Yeah, should have dropped the name.
Hmm.
We can change
it's good
it now,
knowledge.
Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, if you went to the school, I would hope you would.
It does feel like it's no longer necessary, Kenny.
Well, you know, I could say your middle name is no longer necessary.
That's good.
Well, valid point.
All right, Kenny, what do you got on the birds, my man?
You know, I hate that people are worried about this game because I'm not at all. You know, I'm biased because I am such a big Eagles fan, but I mean, their quarterback's got questions. They're coming here, and we have a good home field advantage. I can't remember the last time we lost a playoff game here. You know, we did at one point, but
2019 when Carson got injured, and then the other guy got injured.
Ah, that was
what was the other guy's name? Who was that guy? Backup
Josh McCown.
Yeah.
Torn hamstring.
I just think that we're just a better team, and just something about we get that same feeling we had in 2018. Oh, by the way, Jason,
yeah,
never talked to you before. I'm glad you're still around because we never see you anymore. So it's nice to
hire this guy for your show as a comedian.
Yeah, he's very good.
it's got that same vibe, that same feeling in the air that something special is going to happen.
Well, listen, we've had that feeling a few times, Kenny, and it's a great feeling. Here's what I'll say: sometimes. One time, it works out, and, you know, all the other times it hasn't. I mean, that's a fact in modern history. I'm not going back to 60. But let's be real. The times we've been really confident, I wasn't alive for 80, but I'm sure people were. Eagles were, you know, home field and the whole deal. 80, 02, 03, 04, 17, 22. One Super Bowl. And I'm not ripping anybody. I'm just saying those are the facts. And this is another one of them, where you enter the playoffs saying, my squad's got a legitimate shot to win it all. Legitimate. Which is awesome. All right, Kenny, give me a great answer. What is a scene that's a cheesy scene in a movie or a show?
This always cracks me up. The end of Rocky. Not that he's yelling Adrian, but when she finally gets there, he goes, where's your hat?
Yeah, okay, the where's your hat thing. You got it, man. We have discussed that many, many times in our show.
Maybe too many times.
Well, you've been fixated on that pretty much your whole life. Well,
Jason, one of the great life questions for Joe DeCamera.
What we were trying to figure out is, was the hat falling off?
No, we're not trying to figure it out.
Well, I was.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it intentional or unintentional when the hat fell off? Was it metaphoric or did it happen?
Come on, man.
And then the director's like, oh, that's kind of interesting. The hat fell off. Let's utilize that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are the mysteries in life. All right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no one is.
All right, let's get to let's go to Chris right now. Chris, you're on WIP.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
What up, Chris?
Jason, I'm not sure you remember me. I was the guy driving down to his bachelor party that you guys said wouldn't make it before we played Washington that Thursday night.
That's
awesome. But I made it. 2 weeks out of marriage, but I gave my wife the whole talk on Sunday night. I said, honey, 6 weeks. You're not going to see a lot of me 6 weeks. You're playing second fiddle to the Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. How'd that go?
By the way, Chris, I got to rip you for not having had that conversation before getting married. Right? You should have set that for all playoff scenarios for the rest of your life.
And Chris, I'd just like to know, for some women, we're really okay with that.
I think she just ripped you, Chris.
I'm driving down. Yeah. But no, she's the best. Thank you, guys. Listen, I'm confident. I feel the same way the guy that just called felt. I feel a little overconfident, but what does worry me is the rust. That being said, I feel like that can be, you know, combated with play calling, right? You know, somebody that hasn't been out there for a while, you can maybe design the opening game plan to try to give him some easy throws to get him back in that rhythm.
That work, Jason?
There's no doubt.
Screen passes and stuff like that, help a QB get in?
I mean, anytime you do screen passes, short passes, things that are easy completions and, you know, nakeds and things like that, there's ways to definitely kind of, you know, get some no-brainers out there, so to say, that can get you going early for sure.
Get him rhythmic. When they're going best, that's the way they always talk. Quarterbacks talk about being in rhythm and on time. And Kellen Moore, who was a quarterback, certainly knows how that feels. And when he gets into that rhythm with Jalen and they're out there, they're feeling it, that's when this offense gets. I am not worried. And Nick talked about this yesterday. He, because of the way they practice, he does expect these guys to hit the ground running. He's not accounting for rust because he thinks that the speed, the tempo, everything, they will practice as close to game speed as possible. We all know it's about to get fast, really fast and crazy and fun. But those guys are looking forward to just letting it loose. They need this. They're waiting.
Hey, Chris, give me a big answer. This is for the auto show tickets. Cheesy scene in a movie or show.
Oh, this is easy. Mighty Ducks 2, when they ran through South Central Los Angeles and then all of a sudden magically became the greatest hockey team in the world.
That is
good
again.
You got it.
Knuckle puck. That's okay. The genesis of the knuckle puck.
I don't know, too. I don't know.
D2, man. Come on.
Is it cheesier than Let Them Play with Bad News Bears 3?
At the Astrodome?
That's 2. That's Bad News Bears 2.
That's 2.
Yeah.
That's 2. And then 3, they go
Let
to Japan?
Let Them Play. Kelly Slater, man. All-timer.
That's unbelievable. All right. 215-592-9494. Jason, how different is the postseason? John talked yesterday extensively about it. How would you sum it up?
Well, you're playing a lot of really good teams. You're playing great players. And you're playing units that operate really efficiently together. You know, I think that it's really easy, no shocker, to beat bad teams, but a big reason for that is that they beat themselves. And in the postseason, that's harder to beat teams that, you know, don't beat themselves. So I think all the little details are so much more impactful. You know, how you hit an angle on a block, the call that you make can make a huge difference. Taking care of the football is at a premium. And I think that it all just gets magnified. And you're playing better players across the ball on average. Physicality is much higher. The intensity is much higher. Everybody knows, you know, whoever loses, your season's over.
Is the anxiety higher?
It's amazing. It makes you realize how much better you could have been during the regular season. I can remember being out there on the field like, man, I am rolling through people. Like, I feel like such a badass right now. Why didn't I just focus this much, like, in week 15?
And you think it came from focus, John?
Absolutely. It was like, you can always elevate your level. You can always, like, just get dialed in that much more. And this postseason is what makes you realize that. I really do believe that teams that go to the postseason, they get better in part because they all realize this fact. You can do that much more,
and I also
and it works
for sure. And I also think it's like the pure fact that you're not guaranteed the next game when you're in the middle of a season. You got more games coming on. It's very easy to be like, you know, caught up in the middle of that, and it's like it's a grueling long season, especially for older players. And once you get to the postseason, man, it's one and done. And all of these guys have become so close to this point for each one of these teams. They've all had good seasons. They all think they can win a Super Bowl, and it's going to take that much more intensity and effort and, you know, cohesion to get the job done.
Yeah, the fear gives you that much more adrenaline or something. It really is. You feel like you are lifting the piano the whole time. You know, like that those stories of the mother
who
falls on the baby, the adrenaline, she can do superhuman things. You feel like you can do superhuman things.
Well, I want to ask a flip side question, because I hear what you guys are saying, and you guys know I totally respect it. Here's the flip side. Jason, I'm curious if this is ever in play. So for fans, we get very anxious. Yes. Playoff game, my team's down 10 points. Like James, the Arizona game in 08.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Eagles are down 24-6 in the first half. I mean, I was at an old girlfriend's house. I had I never, ever, ever would curse around her parents. I probably had 50 F-bombs in the first half. You get real. I mean, Ben, you know this. You get really anxious. Do players get anxious in a way? Now, I hear what John's saying. It can help you dial in. But if you're down, does the anxiety ever hurt your performance? Because I've got 15 minutes left in my season if we don't get this together right now.
For sure, it can. You know, and I think that that's the key to having great leadership and great coaching. And I think that players, the more you're put in that position, the less that anxiety affects you. So that's why it's important, in my opinion, to have a good depth of veteran presence with younger players. Like, younger guys typically are very high energy, like, yeah, it's not anxiety. It's just like a bunch of energy. And to direct that in the proper places, it takes veteran guys that have been in those positions before, as well as coaching. But I think that that's a big part of it. And there's a reason why Pat Mahomes has how many Super Bowls he has.
Managing that emotion.
There's a reason Tom has those, because 9 times out of 10 in the playoffs, it's going to come down to a quarterback or head coach. And the guys that manage those emotions and the swells of the game ends up making a huge difference in one score games.
Emotion can sap you. Emotion, you can be completely shot. But yeah. before the game even yep. starts, if you don't manage your emotion properly, seriously, you could be taking a nap at halftime because you've done too much.
In 2017, we had a lot of veteran presence that had already been to Super Bowls, had already won them or had lost them. And all of those guys said the same thing, man. Like, you're just, the energy is going to take you to another place, man. Everything that got us here is what's going to help us win the game.
Yeah.
So they were actually trying to almost, you know, weather bring that a little bit, bring it down, and then out there on the field, direct it in the right direction.
The really good ones are able to slow it down when everything else gets so fast.
Well, yeah. Tiger, I'm using other sports here, Tiger to me with a putter. Like, that's like, because, you know, you guys in football, you're hitting, like, it's a different physical dynamic than the putter when you can, like, shake.
Oh, yeah.
And Tiger Woods' prime ability, and prime lasted for about 15, 18 years, to just be... I mean, as laser focused and not seemingly ever affected by nerves.
The heartbeat slower.
I think in football, I think in football there is something that occurs once you get out. You can get a little bit distracted, but until you get out there on the field and you get that first hit in, I really do think there's something to do with, like,
there's no
that,
question.
That concussive impact snaps you into the reality of, like, the game. Like, you're
cortex.
Ready.
Yeah.
That hit, and you are there. Like, it really is like riding a bike, and you know that you're ready to go, and you can't be distracted.
Jason, do you want Jalen, and we don't mean from, like, you know, a concussion standpoint, but if you're Nick, do you almost want Jalen to take on a guy early and get it out of his way?
I don't know. I mean, Jalen's played and come back from concussions before, so I don't think that this is going to be that drastic of an issue for him. I really don't.
Not but, John, you say yes to that?
I want him to, you know, run the ball early. You know, pull read, keep it, take a hit, you know, feel the hit, know that it's okay. And
get up and you play the next play.
Yeah.
I want him to call the play that's the best chance of working and scoring a touchdown. I think that... I do think RPOs are good against teams like this. They play a lot of zone coverages. You can mess with the linebackers when they're in their zones and try and mess with them. You can do zone reads, and all that stuff is paired well against these teams that have tried to run zone coverages against the Eagles. So if it's a zone game and those players are there, call them early, and he'll run into somebody and realize he's okay. And